John Molinaro joining us here in studio. How are you? Are you tired? Are you getting any sleep? Like, everything's...
I'm not getting any sleep, but I'm loving it. As I just mentioned to Sherry, it's this month is like a month full of Christmas mornings for me.
Yeah, it is. And it's been a great tournament.
It has.
It has been exciting soccer. It hasn't been boring, park the bus soccer. We've seen some exciting matches, and yesterday was no different. The drama between Iran and Portugal. Portugal goes up 1-0, a gorgeous goal. Ronaldo misses a penalty, and then VAR gets thrown into some controversy. Ronaldo kind of throws up his elbow. A lot of people saying red card, and if he would have been red carded, would have been tossed out of the match and then suspended for 3 matches. Did Portugal and CR7 dodge a bullet? Was that a red, in your opinion?
I wouldn't have been surprised had, after the review they'd given the red. But I also, the yellow seems fine to me too. I'm really sort of on the fence about it. I don't think it was that outrageous of a call. I certainly don't think there was any intention. I think he was just trying to get around the guy. And there's probably some frustration on his part because he just missed the penalty. But I'm okay with the call. I mean, I think the penalty decision that went against Portugal
was terrible.
That was sort of that was the one that I had a larger issue with because, clearly I don't think there was any intention to handle the ball there. And I think that was a bad call. And, pretty amazing that VAR got it wrong and the referee got it wrong, too.
Speaking of VAR, we were all praising it in the first week. It seemed to be quick. It seemed to be efficient. It seemed to be right. But yesterday, both those calls, I felt, were completely wrong. That's what I felt.
You don't think the Ronaldo was a penalty, was it not? He was tripped in the box.
Yeah, but I think it should have been a red card. I think he got away with it. And I don't want to get a red card.
Okay, but the Ronaldo, they looked at the Ronaldo penalty when he missed his penalty kick. That was a penalty.
Yeah.
He got taken down in the box.
Okay,
right.
No, but I'm talking about the handball.
The red card.
I'm talking about the handball.
Yeah, the handball, they got it wrong. I don't think there's any question.
100%
there's any wrong. But I do think, overall, VAR, they've got it, I think the majority of the calls correct. And they've done them in a very timely fashion, too. Maybe not so much yesterday. I think some of them took a little bit long. And as I said, the penalty decision, I don't agree with that.
Right.
But overall, I think VAR has worked out fairly well at this tournament.
We saw Spain and Morocco tie 2-2. And obviously, it's a surprising result that Portugal and Iran tied 1-1. Spain wins the group. They get the sweet plum of playing Russia in the next round while Portugal has to take on Uruguay. But both of those, after their first miraculous, it was just an incredible match, the 3-3 tied to kick off the group stage for Group B between Spain and Portugal. Both teams have been kind of unimpressive so far in this tournament. And which of the teams, if I'm a fan of, John, are you more worried about heading into the knockout stage?
Probably Portugal, just because of the matchup. I mean, if I'm Spain, they haven't looked all that impressive, and they certainly labored to win that group. But I know it's Russia, and they're the host nation, but I think, Russia was found out yesterday, right? Because Uruguay really put the boots to them. And I think, home field advantage has gotten Russia to this point. And, pretty lackluster opening two opponents for them as well. So I think Uruguay against Portugal is a very intriguing matchup. You look at Uruguay, I think they're a dark horse pick to win this tournament. I really do. They won all 3 of their games, having conceded a goal. Diego Godin and Jimenez are probably the best central defensive pairing in world soccer right now. It's just a balanced squad, and they just go about their business in a very workmanlike manner. They're very hard to break down. I think they're the kind of team that will frustrate Portugal, as Iran did yesterday. So I think of the two, I'd be more worried for Portugal than I am Spain.
I hate watching both those games at the same time.
Yeah.
I get why it's done,
yep,
obviously, but I just hate watching.
Sherry. I know how they say, they have to, they don't know what the other result is, John. Does it really eliminate any, because you're right, I like to watch two things at the same time. Does it really eliminate that?
I think so. Yeah, I think, we have to remember, too, in 1982, there was a famous incident where Austria was playing West Germany, and they both knew at the time, because they didn't play two games at the same time, they both knew that a draw would get them both through. And so for 90 minutes, you just saw both sides go out for a friendly kickabout. They weren't really sort of going for it. So I think it's the right decision to play the two games at the same time. And in this sort of era of, cell phones and instant technology, I'm sure they know what the other score is. But I still think you have to do this.
Argentina is in trouble.
Yes.
And they haven't played real well. And they must win today. And they also need some help. So what is happening to this team? Because now I'm even hearing rumors of fistfights between players and coaches in the room. This is just not right.
No, I think what the problem is it's, you know, Messi doesn't have a strong supporting cast. He's, I think, the world's best player alongside Cristiano Ronaldo, but he doesn't have a strong supporting cast. You look
really
at,
though, John, there's yeah. a lot of talent on that
team. There's talent, but right. I would suggest that they're a collection of individuals as opposed to a team.
Right, when but, you if, look you, at, but you sorry, look at, if you look at talent for talent, and a lot of people, because you can't be one or the other. You can't be Messi or Ronaldo guy.
Right.
If I look at the talent on both those squads, Argentina is far superior to what Portugal has out there.
I don't know that, I don't know if far superior.
But they have a better side, talent-wise.
Maybe, but I certainly like Portugal's goalkeeper way better than Argentina's
right.
because Willy Caballero is not a starting goalkeeper. I like Portugal's defense better than Argentina's because Argentina's defense is pretty aged and pretty porous. I think there's a lack of tactical identity. You know, Sampaoli, the manager, has chopped and changed his lineup so much over the last year that I don't think he's used the same starting lineup over and over again, or twice. And there just seems to be no tactical sort of approach other than there's 10 guys on the field and they're all trying to get the ball to Messi just to let him do his thing. So I think they certainly suffer from that. And again, I don't think that there's, it's certainly not as a strong a team as past Argentine teams that we've seen. And let's not forget, it's a difficult group too. I mean,
right.
Iceland, I know they're playing at their first World Cup, but they play such a defensive brand of soccer where they put all 11 behind the ball, all 11 players behind the ball. Very tough to break down. Croatia, I would argue, has the best midfield with at this tournament with guys like Rakitic and Luka Modric. So I wasn't at all surprised that Croatia beat them. And I think they're going to have their hands full today with Nigeria, which is one of the better teams in Africa.
Is there a chance this is Messi's last appearance at the World Cup for Argentina?
I think so. I think win, lose, whatever happens, I think this is it. I just, you look at him before that game against Iceland where he was kind of, you know, rubbing his eyes and furrowing his brow. You could just tell that mentally he's spent. I just don't think he's internationally. I don't think he can deal with the pressure anymore. I don't think he can deal with the expectations. I just think he's gone just mentally. I just don't think he can deal with it anymore. And fair play to him. This is his, fourth World Cup, and the expectations on the guy are just massive. And I think he's done after this. I think he'll just concentrate on FC Barcelona.
He's only 31. Really?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he'll be 35 in 4 years' time, and you know, will he want to put himself through this in 4 years' time all over again? I'm not so sure.
So if he doesn't make it through today,
yeah.
Does this hurt his legacy?
I don't think it does. I mean, I know a lot of people will say that, but I don't think it does at all. I think he's amongst the greatest players ever to play the game. This idea that you have to win a World Cup to be, you know, in that pantheon of the greatest all-time players, I think is complete nonsense. It's a team sport.
Is he the greatest Argentinian ever?
I think he's neck and neck with Diego Maradona. I really do. I mean, I know Maradona won the World Cup, but again, it's a team sport. You only get a certain amount of cracks at this. It's not like a Champions League where you can, you know, go right. and win it every day or every year. You only have one chance in every 4 years. So I don't think there's any doubt that not winning a World Cup will, you know, that's a glaring omission on his resume, but he's still just an unbelievably glorious footballer.
We got to run, John, but real quick, France and Denmark about to kick off here. France ahead of the table, a team that's just has a ton of talent on a squad. It's just they haven't looked really impressive. Is that a team that's able to kick it up to another gear and could be very dangerous, or have they kind of disappointed so far? Even though they've won their first two matches, they've kind of looked a little underwhelming.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, they certainly underwhelmed, but they are, I think, a team that can kick it up into a higher gear. And I think Denmark is a quality side, and they're going to give them a really stiff test. And maybe this is just sort of the kick in the pants that France needs. I suspect we'll see a much stronger France today, and probably that momentum will carry over in the knockout round.